Okay, so I sent a few makaris just to have your phone available, Briskarov and Reb Shimon. That's very nogea to today's limud. Really, again, very much connected to the last few sugyas that we've been building on as we are mamshich in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Machlekes Tanoim as follows: Lemek Tanoi, Hare alai kibchor, Rabbi Yaakov Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda Mata. The Gemara quotes Machlekes Tanoim, and the Gemara connects that to the original suffix of the Karuka Matvis of the Hashka Matvis. So Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's the case? That the din is that if you're Matvis Bibchor, the Machlekes Tanoim, if it's Asur Mutter. If you say kibchor lefnezrikas damim, so the Gemara says, my time at the mandashari. So everyone should do yud beis and beis. My time in the mandashari, everyone should hold its aser. Your mamish being matvis like a bchor. Vila achar zrikas damim, and if it's what la achar zrikas my time in the mandashari. So then it's mutter dik of meat. So then why should anyone hold that it's mutter? Elolav, rather, what's the case? The machas basa bchor, machas basa dahayich gabe. Rather, it's that you have basar b'chor in front of you, and you say this is like this, and the machlekes is about b'ikar kamatzvis, and that's what the Gemara is suggesting right here. So the Gemara says no, lo dekuli amal lefnei zrikas dam. It's talking about a case where it actually is lefnei zrikas dam. So the Gemara asks, if it was lefnei zrikas damim, so then what? So then everyone should hold it down. So why is there a machlekes tanaim? Says the Gemara, my time on the shari, Amar Kro ki yidur, ad chi yidur v'davra nader, lafukar b'chor de davra aser hu. The Gemara says, no, it's a plain case of a lack of davra nader, and therefore there's no hatfas over here because it's a davra aser. Fine. Umanda aser, ah, so what's with the other day? Amar Kro, l'Hashem l'Rabbas davra aser. So there's a reboy that this is considered also a davra nader. Fine. Uman de shari la Hashem mayavidle. Frankly, Gemara Kasha. So, what is the other day I use with the riboy? So Gemara says, "Mibayle lechatas va'asha." So he learns that what if a matfis keneged a chatas and an asham, that's also considered a davar another and the neder is chal. Frankly, Gemara Umar Ros lebayis rabos chatas va'asham lahoitzias habchor. So why are you including the din of chatas va'asham and excluding bechor? Why don't you say the opposite? Says the Gemara, Marba ani chatas v'ashem shu matvis b'neder, u'motzi ani esabchor shu kadosh mimei imo. The Gemara says that what? Neder is more of a davar another than a b'chor that's kadosh me'elov. That's kadosh kedushas rechem, like the Gemara Mechira says, and therefore that's not considered a davar another. Why is chatas v'ashem, yes, considered a davar another? So the Rishonim explain. Very similar pshatim. The Ran says what? If you look at the top of the Ran before the Dirmas Bul Inyan Alocha, Lefisha Machmas Nidru Hu Boyer Behemazu. He is the Mavar. He is the one who's clarifying which animal will be ultimately the Chatas Va'ashem. That's enough to qualify as a Dover another, as long as you're the one who's choosing which animal. Also, Tosfos and the Rosh say the same language. Avagav shu chayev osam below neder mikom kom ein kedusha chal alayim memela. Since it's not chal memela, it's only because I endow kedusha to it. That's considered a dover another. Fine. Umanda aser. Let's finish the Gemara. Umanda aser b'chor nami matvisu b'neder hu. So what's with the manda aser? How does he deal with that? It's a lack of dover another. No. B'chor nami matvisu b'neder hu. The Sanya Mishum Rabbi Yomer, Minayin Lenoilad Bechor, Betoich Beso, Shemitzvah Lakdisho, Shenemar Azachar Taktish. So he holds that's also a Dover another. Umandashari, Kilo Makdish Le Miloi Mikdish. So it's not exactly clear, Rabbi Sait, what's the Nakudas Amachloikis amongst the Tanoim? Before we even get to the Rishonim, what's the Nakudas Amachloikis here? Sounds like a fundamental Machloikis about whether or not la'alocha b'chor can be considered a davar another. And what's presented in the Gemara is, since it's mitzvah lakdisho, even though there is already a kadosh, right? There is already kadosh. So that's where we need to explain, so why is that considered a davar another? And the day, what's the exact nekuda that the day acholekes, Does he just hold there's no mitzvah lahakdish? It's not even true. Or no, really, it sounds like since it's already kadosh, that's not going to help, and it doesn't do anything. So how does this actually work? And what is the machlokes tanoim? Good. Before we get to the analysis of this Gemara, which will have really a fundamental approach to the mitzvah of Bchor, to understand what is actually going on here, because these Tanoim are actually arguing what's going on within the Bchor and how to understand why one would say it does qualify as a Dover another, it doesn't qualify as a Dover another. I just want to present again the opinion of the Rambam that I presented at the end of the Chabura last week. The opinion of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, says a fascinating chiddush. It's mamish mind-boggling the way the Rambam learns. That the Rambam learns our Gemara by Chatos V'osham. He says the reason why it's considered a davar another is because afal pi she'ein bon b'neder v'nedava, k'moish yisbar b'mkomo, efshel anoyder lahavi oisem machmas nidroi sh'anoyder b'nozer maybe Chatos, v'mnitma maybe osham k'moish yisbar. He says since we find a Chatos V'osham, that it is Babaned the Brinadova, namely in the Zirus. So Mamela, that's going to tell us that what? Chatas va'asham is now going to be considered Babaneder and Adovan as a Dover another. The Ravid, in his disagreement with the Rambam, the Ravid says that's not shot in Dover another, and it's not shot why Truma is not considered a Dover another. The Ravid is similar to the Rashba that we quoted a few weeks ago, but rather it's because of the nechassim of the kayin, that's what he explains by truma. And then he says, and the raya that the Rambam's wrong, says the Ravid, v'zeush Rabbi Yaakov Omer matzvus v'bchor asim v'nation mitzvah l'akdisho, v'afal pisheino neder. Right? So you see from Rabbi Yaakov's opinion that the definition of a davar another doesn't have to be what? A davar abba b'neder n'davar, because bchor is not abba b'neder n'davar. That's the Ravid's kasha. Okay, so how do we approach this sugya? I want to ask the following question. Everybody say what? So, I think the Ravid's question is that it still needs to qualify as a davar another. Meaning the Gemara is still entertaining the possibility that that would be defined as a davar another. That's the flow of the Gemara. So, I want to know the following shaila, Rabbi said. Before we get to the analysis, I want to raise the following shaila. The Gemara tells us, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that there's a fascinating idea, which we're not exactly sure how it works. But even though a b'chor is kadosh mirechem, and has kedushas b'chor bal korcho, wants the lay to happen, so there's a mitzvah l'akdisha. So I have the following shaila. If I'm not makdish it, and I don't fulfill that mitzvah, can I still be matzvus with such a b'chor, even according to Rabbi Yaakov? Is it because I was doing this additional mitzvah of mitzvah l'akdisho? Or do you say that no, the fact that there is a concept called mitzvah l'akdisho, so mameila now b'chor is considered a davar another? What happens if a person doesn't fulfill davarna? He just goes to the Beis HaMikdash with his poor, and he was never makdish. He never was involved in this new inyan of mitzvah lakdish. Is that animal going to be considered a davar another or not? So Rabbi Isai, let's understand and try to develop Rabbi Yaakov Shita. And with that, I think we can really explore what's going on in the Gemara. So the basic level of understanding Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that Bechor has two levels of Kedusha. There's one level of Kedusha that's Kadosh Mirechem, and then the Torah's Mechadesh, Rabbi Yaakov tells us, the Torah's Mechadesh, Shemitzvah Lakdisha Shenemar HaZocher Takdish, that now there's an additional Kedusha that's Chal on the Bechor Behema Mikoyach the Baal. From the mitzvah of Azochar Takdish. And that's why Rabbi Yaakov was able to understand that what? that now is considered a davar another. What's very geshmak, Rabbi Isai, that's the opinion of I think the classic opinion. And understanding how Rabbi Yaakov got around the issue of davar anoder, he understood that no, there's something else missing from the story of Pur. It's not only kadosh mirechem, but there's actually a new layer of kedusha that's endowed by the vaylim, and therefore it achieves the din of davar anoder. That is clearly the approach of the Lechem Mishnah, and it's also clearly the approach of the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim in Simin Yud in Hilchos Nedarim, I didn't send it to you, we'll say it outside. But the Machne Ephraim has the following kasha. The very geshmak. Says the Machne Ephraim, he says, we know we learned a few weeks ago that there's a machlekes rishayim in the Gemara in Shavuos and Afchof Amibes, based on the way to learn ki yoyim shel Gedalia ben Achikam, if a person takes a yortzai, right, he takes something that's usher, are you able to be considered still a davar anoder when that item was already aser? So some rishonim make the distinction by the drabonon yes and not doraisa. That was the Ran Shita, if you remember, and daf yud beis, right? And that was based off of one shita in Taisus in on Shavuos daf chof. And Rashi didn't make a distinction. And Rashi held that even if something is aser, nedarim is chal dvar mitzvah, and that's going to be considered a davar anoder. So listen to what the Machne Ephraim's kash is. Okay, he's dealing with different Rishonim, but it's our Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos there, the Rosh and the Tur. He asked the following kasha. You have a Feirush Gemara, Nedarim, Adaf Yud Gimel Min Aleph, that discusses this very Shaila. He says, what's the nature of a Bchor? What's Rabbi Yaakov Shita? Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that what? Afal Pisha Kadosh Me'elav, Afal Pisha Kadosh Me'rechem, it's a mitzvah lakdisho. It's a mitzvah lakdisho, and therefore what? Zokta Machne Ephraim, I'm adding on another level of a davar anoder to the pre-existing kedusha. Says the Machne Ephraim, isn't this a raya to the shiloh of Rashi and Tosfos and whether or not it could be a davar anoder if there's pre-existing iser on this item? Says the Machne Ephraim, in Hanami. That is the machloikas tanoim in our Gemara. Unbelievable. The machloikas between Rabbi Yaakov and who? Do we have another name? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda about whether or not Bchor is considered a davar anoder is not considered a davar anoder is not a machloikas in Hilchos Bchor. It's a machloikas in Hilchos Nedarim. It's the old machloikas that we had from Yud Beis and Aleph, from the Ran. Rashi and Tosfos had to learn that Gemara about being matzvist a neder to something that's pre-existing than Isser. Is that, does that apply to an Isser d'Oraisa? That's going to be the shiloh of whether or not Bchor is considered a davar anoder. Clearly the Machne Ephraim was assuming that what? That the way the mitzvah of Bchor works is that there's a new layer of Kedusha that's now being added on to the pre-existing Isser that is Kadosh Mirechem, and therefore it would lend itself to the classic Shiloh of whether or not you're a davar anoder on a pre-existing Isser. We said like what? No, because everyone holds by Truma that it's not a davar anoder. Right. Right. So that was that's what the Machne Ephraim learns. Okay. So that's the first approach in the Machlekes Tanoim, but that's assuming, Rabbi Isai, that the way you understand fundamentally what Rabbi Yaakov is inventing over here in Kedushas Bechor is that it's not the end all to have Kedushas Rechem. But rather, there's a mitzvah for a bailim to actually be misnadev and be noider, an additional kedusha and memela. It works beautifully, and therefore this could be a classic davar hanader. View this as a new korban. View this as a new korban that you're being misnadev. You didn't have to do it. The item is kadosh without it. Well, the only thing that you're taking sides in, says the Machna Ephraim, is whether or not I'm allowed to be mistadir, I'm able to be created over another on something that had a pre-existing Yisr. Great. But outside of that, is this qualify as a dover another? Yes. L'choira, that would answer the Ravitz Kasha also, if I assume like that. So this is a classic, ba b'neder b'nedava, in terms of this new level, stage B of Kedusha, that exists by Kedusha's Pchor. So that's the first approach. The other approach, the second approach, is a fascinating chiddush of the Brisker Rav. And I sent this Brisker Rav, maybe we'll see it inside. You guys have the Brisker, the phone, the Chabura?
Yeah.
Okay. So Brisker Rav...
How does he mean that? I guess the first approach sounds like it just said, better with the words of the Gemara itself, which is probably why...
The first approach what?
The way the Rav explained it first, not Machna Ephraim before that. The way he explained it first, maybe the reason that was like the assumption, the assumed way to read it just was like the text, I think, suggested better. But how do you read that into...
What first approach? The Machna Ephraim was the first approach.
No, the basic way to understand the Gemara.
Well, I didn't really. What do you mean? Which way?
Mean that it's a dinyan hilchos pator, not in the dark. The way we were explaining it, that it was you know, never mind.
Okay, so in terms of the second approach that I think to understand this machlekes is the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav says as follows: the Brisker Rav in Nazir and Dafdal and Mabez, Mamish on our sugya. So Brisker Rav says as follows: if you look at the everyone have the it's I the Brisker Rav is two pages, and it's the end of the first paragraph. He asks the Kashet Sarachian Svaris or Biakv the My Mahani Ad the Mitzvah Lakdisha Leshavi Lebchor Davener Other Kaven Daikdash Lo Mahani Gufab Chor. So the Brisker Rav is coming out and he's asking. Lamaisa, it's very nice mitzvah l'akdisha. I have a mitzvah to wear tefillin every day also. What does that help to be a davar another? Lamaisa, it's already considered kadosh, right? So clearly already the Brisker Rav is asking that if the kedusha is not chal, right, which the Machna Ephraim obviously took issue with, if the kedusha is not chal, so then it's not going to be considered a davar another, right? Simple answer would be no, the kedusha is chal, a second level, but obviously the Brisker Rav is not entertaining that. So says the Brisker Rav, what do you mean? Hold on. We know the Rambam Shita. We spoke about it last week, and we just presented the Rambam Shita and how the Ravid asked the question. The Rambam Shita is by Hachatas Va'ashram. Is that what? Zok the Brisker Rav. Vihine Shitas Aram Behilchus Nedarim. The Hod Hachatas Va'ashram Avedaver Another. Mishum De Matfiso Beneder. Eino Kamo Shabira Rishonim. Mishum De Hektes Shachatas Aydei Piv Huba. El Mefarish La. Right. It's not like the way the Ran and the Rush on our daf explain that I'm being Mevarer. I am the one who's endowing the Kedusha. Anytime I'm the one who's endowing the Kedusha, so that's the definition of a Davar Anoda. That's not what the Rambam says. Elamai says the Rambam. Elamifar shalah Rambam mishum de boim ayide neder shal naziris. Da hanoider benazir mevi chatos. Vuhu al pishitoso. De klolo de Davar Anoda hu. The loy be'inon shiye b'cheftza de matvis behudover another. You see from the Rambam that right now I don't need that this item itself is considered a dover another, but rather the min hakdusha that I'm dealing with actually as shaychus to nedarim. So I don't need it practically right now. The loy be'inon shiye b'cheftza matvis behudover another el rakim u min ha'isser o hakdusha shematvis bo'ba b'neder anadova b'yochel lochel aladeh dover anadova af sheba oso achifat shematvis bo lo chal klal ha'ektish ha'yedepiv. So the Rambam himself tells us that Davar Anoder doesn't need it right now. So the Brisker Rav beautifully. Amnon Kaven Shu Min Hekdesh Bab Neder Nedava. Since this is the type of Kedusha, that's Bab Neder Nedava. Even though practically right now, if I look at this item, was there a Neder Nedava that was endowed to this item? The answer is absolutely not, says the Brisker Rav. Oh, beautiful. Because Shem de kaven da korban chatis ave korban choiva ubeloy a choiva loy chalayek this klal lo mikra de chalayek this klal yidei piv. The Rambam will be made if you point to this chatas, it is not a davar another. That's not, the kedusha is not there. Ela kaven da kedusha matzanu la sheyichol le hasos al yidei neder in a davar yidei neziros zeu demarbina mikra de la Hashem ave davar another. That's the best definition of the Rambam in chatas v'ashem. Zokter Eskrov. So chatas v'ashem, the words in the Gemara itself, the way the Rambam defines it, is the answer to Kedushas Bechor as well. Listen to what the Brisk Rav says. Aval in gufa korban choyva rakulo yitochena yechetimsa shal meiser behema b'loy choyva. Aval etzam a korban in a korban choyva. Let's skip that. Them came mikri shachal meisa hektish ayde meisa adam vavikdushas ayde adam. So now he skips to back to our Gemara. Val pize nire the zeu svaras Rav Yaakov. That's pshat our Gemara. The soiver the mitzvah lakdisho masve lebchor ledover another. The cave in the leibo in and shachefet shemat v'svo yia atzmo kedusha so ba b'nedur nedava. Since I don't need the right here right now, some emelos of the briskerav el rak the min kedusha so yia b'nedur nedava. Balkor tzarch lomar l'Reb Yehuda the cave in the mitzvah lakdisha bal korcha shayach maisa hekdish b'kedusha sabchor v'after lo paul maisa hekdish klum. Kaven de kedushaso me rechem, amam kaven de amra atayra de mitzvah lakdisho, eno rak mitzvah loymer shiye kadosh, vimke me ha guva de shayach maisa, sorry, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, zeo mitzvah lakdisho, vimke me ha guva de shayach maisa hektish bebchor, nilma de kedushas bchor, mikre beneder benedava. Vizeo plukte de mitzvah lakdisho a maisa hektish af beloy chalois. Zok de briskerava, gavaldige yisoy. He says there's absolute no kedusha chal here. The Gemara reads what it says, a mitzvah lakdisho. But what is that mitzvah lakdisho? The mitzvah lakdisho is to now act with this animal as if it was not kadosh. Be makdish it like you're being mad, like you're going to be makdish any other animal. Zok the briskerov, if that's the case, so yeah, there's a technicality that the kedusha is not going to be chal over here because it happens to be kadosh merechem already. But I don't care. It's bob in neder b'nedava. Because there's a mitzvah lakdisho, and the fact that the Torah actually wants me to be involved in this mitzvah, it doesn't bother me. The fact that there's practically no hektish on this item that's being blocked because of what? Because of a pre-existing kedusha. Because that's no different, says the Briskerov, than the issue with chatas va'asha. Because chatas va'asham, according to the Rambam, is not because I'm the one who's being mevar, like the Ran and the Rosh said. It's not because it's because there's a min kedusha that exists in such a way. So says the Briskerov, that's the way we view the mitzvah lakdisho, is that now you're doing a maisa hektish without a tokef and a poel yotze of this hektish, just because of a technicality that it's kaddish mirachim. Yeah. Right. But the point is, the Briskerov is saying, you see from that, he's using that as a paradigm, that according to the Rambam, you don't need the yitziyah of a neder u'nedava. You don't need that to be created. The neder and the nedava does not have to be created. It's just as long as it exists. So says the Briskerov, that's exactly the pshat and b'chor. I don't have the yitziyah over here, but do I have a neder? Yeah. Happens to be, it's not chal because the kedushas b'chor of kadosh merechem blocks it. Right.
I guess but, it's even like a better case of it because within the animal itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he's saying it's lo gar. Exactly, it's lo gara from chatas v'ashem. It's better and the vart is the Briskerov saying that you have to pull a charade by kedushas b'chor that your mam is doing a maisak dasha according to Rabbi Yaakov, and this is the nekudas hamachlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just an amira ba'alma. It's not a maisak dasha. So memela, it doesn't blind that it's bab and eder b'nedava. According, I don't think the Briskerov is not saying that the machlekes tanoim is whether or not you hold like the Rambam mechatas va'asha. The Rambam doesn't think that that's going to be the nekudas hamachlekes. The nekudas hamachlekes is what is the tzura of the mitzvah to be makdish. The tzura of the mitzvah to be makdish is just an amira ba'alma, or no, I actually have to do a maisa hakdosha or not. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what maisa hakdosha? If there's not going to be any yitzia of this maisa hakdosha, why would the Torah ever be mechayiv you to be misnadev and to be noider in that way? Yeah. Is there any way we can, there's like a virus scanner that's blocking your face. Yeah, I hear you, I just don't see you.
According to the Machmir, Brian, which is a Maisa Lachisho had more value than the original, the Kedushos Merechavimo, or does Merechavimo have more value than the
Maisa? It's very hard to say which one. I would assume, meaning there's full-fledged Kedushos, there's not going to be any halachic implication. If I wouldn't be Makdish, according to the Machmir, Brian, all the Dinei HaKorban would apply. So I would assume... According to the Brisker Rav, there's nothing that's happening in the second part. According to the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yisai, what do you see from the Brisker Rav? The kasha that I asked you, already we already see a nafkamina in our Gemara. What happens if I was not makdish, this animal? I didn't do Rav Yaakov's mitzvah. I just said, my Rav told me, Kaddish Mirechem, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, bring it as a carbon, it's Kaddish Mirechem, and on the way someone was matfis with this animal. But I never did... I was never makdisha b'kdushas p'chor. I never did mitzvah l'akdisha. According to the Brisker Rav, there's absolutely no problem. You could be matvisit. This is a sub kdusha that what? That's just like chatas v'asham. That's shayach. So avadi, you're going to be mutvus. According to the Machna Ephraim, no, you're not. It's because there's a neder that's chal over here. It's because there's a second layer that's chal over here. Okay, maybe it's not primary, but there has to be that second layer in order to be a neder b'nedav. So that's the way the Brisker Rav. I was thinking, you know, I was thinking about the following Shiloh. You know, we learned that the Isser to be Nene, Taisus writes on Daf Yud, that the Isser to be Nene from Kochim Kalim, right? There's no Isser Me'ila, but there's an Isser to be Nene, and we weren't sure what that Isser was. So, the Shita Mekubetz, Esser Menachah, says that that's the Isser of Bal Yachel. So, maybe that would be the Nafkamina. Would you have an Isser to be Nene from the Bchor, Midaraisa, if you assume like Taisus and Daf Yud, that there's an Isser Daraisa to be Nene, from Kachim Kalim, and that Isser is Bal Yachel, so I don't have any Bal Yachel, because I wasn't Makdish. I mean, that maybe, you know, maybe you can conjure up such a case, and that would be the Nafkamina. So Rabbi said that's opinion number two. The Brisker Rav just says one other Ha'ara, and it's very Geshmak. He says, if you look at the Rambam, and I'm not pretending to finish Shitas HaRambam, Rabbi say. We would need another hour just to analyze Shitas Rambam on Kedushas Bechor, because the Rambam, and this might be kedai to look into yourselves, I don't think I'm going to get to it, I'd like to, but Halacha Yud Gimel and Halacha Tezvav is mamash stirus legabe, the way the Rambam paskin in our sugya about Kedushas Bechor, because if you learn Halacha Yud Gimel, just in terms of who he paskins like, Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam Halacha Yud Gimel says, Ha'omer harei alai k'maiser behema, harei elu asurin hol k'dushasu b'yedei adam. Rambam paskins by maiser behema, that's considered k'dushasu b'yedei adam. Harei alai k'bchor, harei alai mutarin, she'en k'dushasu b'yedei adam, ve'enu yachol atviso b'neder, she'nemar, bo lo yakdish ish oso. What? The Rambam quotes another pasuk to tell us that Bchor is not Kadosh, and it's not considered a davar another. Right? So says the Brisker Rav, that's exactly based on what he was assuming. Uberambam Sham Ba'aloch Yud Gimel, the next paragraph, Pasuk de Bchor lo have a davar another, Harei like a Bchor, Harei Lumutarin, She'en Kedushasu B'dei Adam, Ve'eno Yochel La'atviso B'neder, She'ne'emar lo yakdish ish oso, Ag kan lashonu. Udvar of tzarchim beer, mashehevi meakra shelo yakdish isoso. Vayin shav kesef misha shetom alze Da'achra Myrilin in Shein Mishan and also Mikdusha Lakdusha Ayan Sham. Valpid Varenu says the Briskarov Nira de Be'emes Haya Abchor Tzarach Lios Davar Another. Af Beloya Mitzvah, the Allah of Lakdisho Mishim Da'akdusha Sheyesh Al Abchor, Du'kdusha's Korban, Halo Ubab and Eder Nadava. So he says, even without my Shtikal Torah, you would have thought that the Kedusha's Karbon itself is Bab and Eder Nadava. Why? Because what's a Bchor? Bchor is a Shlomen. So that's like Chatas Va'asham. Right? Hakra delo yakdash gizotza, the Kedusha's Bchor, have a Kedusha shein and Bab and Eder Nadava. Right? So he said, hello, Bab and Eder Nadava. Zeo mashevi aram, the Kra delo yakdash gizotza, the Kedusha's Bchor, have a Kedusha shein and Bab and Eder Nadava. Shehufka ha-Kedusha mimaisa ha-Hektash legamre, ve'ini yochel lochel al yidei ha-Tfasas ha-Neder mitzad etzem ha-Kedusha's Bchor, she Kedusha shechal rak me'aleh. And therefore the Rambam says, and therefore you need another pasuk to tell you that don't think just because it's in the sug of other karbanos that it's considered bab and eder and davak. Basically paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, so then the fact that I have a mitzvah lakdish, I have mitzvah lindor, so therefore that brings it back in terms of the briskerot. Rabbi said, that's mahalach number two, just in terms of the machloikas, how to understand Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, Machna Ephraim, and the Brisker Rav, two fascinating shitas. Already, we're pointing out the nafkaminas, if a person didn't be makdish, depending on how you would understand our sugya, whether or not this has a kedusha of davar another or not. Machna Ephraim having a big chiddush to understand that the machloikas tanoim is the machloikas we shine him about davar another on something that had a pre-existing iser. Rabbi Shimon Shkop, on our sugya, and I have it on the Mar Makomos that I sent you in the Chaburah, could I to look at Rabbi Yisai? I think you might fall off your chairs. I could not believe this when I saw this inside. Listen to what the Rav Shimon Shkop says in order to answer this kasha and understand our sugya. Mamish Givaldi. And like, Rav Shimon's like the first one to like throw out such a big chiddush, you know? Like, it's like, but like, listen to what he says. So, yeah, you know, I'm just going to see it there. Yeah, the batter here, Uma shehisigal of a ravid zal mibchor the Rabbi Yaakov. Again, remember the kasha. The kasha the ravid asked, how could the Rambam say the definition of davar another is something that the sug hakdusha is babineder ibnedava? His kasha is from bchor. From bchor, what you see, not like that. That you see it's not babineder ibnedava, right? Before we explain the Koran to the Brisker Rav, right? It's not Bab and Eder and Dover. It doesn't have a sug that's Bab and Eder and Dover. And Afal Pichon, it's considered a Dover and another. Why? Because of the mitzvah lakdisho. Says Reb Shimon as follows. Nira l'nias daiti. D'yesh leimer. Al pima d'kosho l'choyer l'chuli amav meiser behema. To have a Dover and another. V'amuvur meiser behema d'asiri kadosh. Af shalein eskavin lakdisho. The Bikrola Asirichi Gamken Kadosh. The din is that if you mess up and you don't even count it, the Gemara tells us that it's Kadosh. Right? This is Gemara in Bukharis. So Omnam Nira da Aranzal Nishmar Vizet. Shalakamanda if you'd chesam a biz, but your maskal im kemaisa behem, another osir, Zelashanok, Shayakoyla Asira Asira, Akonashono, Veniral of the Kabanoso, Dafshim Yotze Basiri Mimela Kadosh, Zedafka, listen carefully. Im loikara oso asiri ozu nase kadosh memela. Aval kishikoira oise asiri oz hu koidesh al yede odom vahava dover hanoder. Ulefize ulayesh leimar that's pshat in our Gemara, Boisai. Listen carefully. Gam came bebchor le Rabbi Yaakov. De kevon de mitzvah lakdisho. Listen to what's happening in our Gemara. The Torah says by every b'chor mitzvah lakdisho. Zok Reb Shimon yesh leimer dekavonas ha-Torah hoya shetiye kedushaso ayidei ha-odom haynu av shim lo yakdish ha-odom yeh kadosh me'ela. Yeah, you're right. The default is that there's going to be kedusha over here. It's going to be kadosh mirechem. But when the Torah says av al b'chim mitzvah lakdisho, what's happening? Something remarkable is happening. Av al yakdish ha-odom tiye kedusha ayidei ha-odom. What do you mean? By here, Bchor by definition needs Yitzias Rubo. It needs Rechem. That's the definition of the Halacha. It's if there's a Chatzitza in the Gemara in Bchor tells us, if there's a Chatzitza in the Rechem, it's not going to have Kedushas Bchor. So how do you tell me that what? That you are going to consider the Maktish? It's based on the Tanai of the Torah. Listen to Reb Shimon says, unbelievable. You're up to the sugya of Poka Bichdi. Listen to this, Reb Shimon. What happens when Rabbi Yaakov tells me mitzvah l'akdisho? Now the kedushas v'kadosh birechem is poka, it poofs away, and now there's a brand new kedusha zakh Reb Shimon Shkop that's now endowed to the kedusha and is considered a classic davar anoder. All the kashas fall by the wayside. You just have to do one little thing. You have to say this massive chiddush l'halacha. You know. You do magic. You can answer all the kashas. But that's the way Reb Shimon's understanding. Right. So says Reb Shimon, based on this side, that answers the Ravid's kasha, and that answers the machlokes in the Gemara. That it's actually, I think, a little bit more reduic in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Manda also b'chor my desani mishum Rabbi Amar minayin lanoi b'chor b'toyich beisus shemitzal akdishes nemar azocher takdish. Good. So according to Reb Shimon, wow, Rabbi Yaakov just said something wild. He didn't just say there's an added new layer. He didn't just say, like Reb Briskerov, that there's a Maisa HaKadosha that happens to have a technicality that can't be Chal, but don't worry, it's still considered of another based on Shitas HaRambam, Mechatas V'Asham. But L'maisa, the Torah wants you to do a Maisa HaKadosha as if it wasn't there, and there's a mitzvah to do that Maisa HaKadosha without a poliotze of the Kedusha. No. He tells you that you have a poor sitting right here that's kadosh mirechem. It's poka poof, and now the kedusha is now entered in into the animal that now becomes kadosh. Uman deshari ki loy maktish le mi loy miktish. According to Reb Shimon, Rabbi said the Gemara reads like a charm. According to the Reb Shimon, that's exactly the tchia of the other day. What do you mean? If you wouldn't be maktish, what? There's still kedusha over there. I don't agree to this magic. I don't think there's a hafgo in kedusha. Im loy makdish mi loy kodesh. So memela what? That is the kedusha that's endowed. That is what's staying, and therefore that's what's going to be there forever. And therefore, I don't buy into this what this davar another al yedei kedushas pchor. According to Reb Shimon, what would be the din of my original kasha? According to Reb Shimon, if you weren't makdish, would it be a davar another? Absolutely not. He would be in the camp of the Machne Ephraim with a totally different lamdus, with a totally different explanation of what the Machlekes Tanoim is. But Lamaisa, according to the Briskerov, according to the Reb Shimon, he would still need a Maisa Akdosha in order to be considered a Davar Anoder, albeit being a fascinating Chiddush. So whether or not Rabbi Yaakov Shita is working like this, is working like that, or according to the Briskerov, wouldn't even need that as long as that such an idea exists, that would be a major machlekes between these Achronim, how to understand the Gemara. Yeah.
Well, at least according to the Machlekes Ephraim, you're adding something.
Right.
You're literally not adding anything here,
according to Reb Shimon, you are.
According to Reb Shimon, it's the same Kedusha.
No, but you're totally...
It's not like another level.
It's no different than me. And no, according to Reb Shimon, I'm doing the most. According to Reb Shimon, what I'm doing right now is as if I'm Makdish, an animal that was Chulin. That's a classic Davar Anoder.
So that means the Kedusha that happened before is really nothing. Even though it has Kedusha, it's really nothing then.
It's nothing post facto. But if I wouldn't have done it, it would have been kadosh. Yeah.
But not kadosh enough that you'd be able to bring it.
You're looking at whether I need this. He's not looking at whether I need this. He's saying the Torah was mitzvah you to be makdash it. If the Torah was mitzvah you to be makdash it, what that means is don't rely on the kedusha satira. Make your own kedusha. We're just going to say by default if you don't do that, so then this kedusha is going to stick. But when the Torah is telling you to be Makdish, according to Reb Shimon, what that means is that the Kedusha changes. So it's a brand new Kedusha. According to Reb Shimon, he's giving the most potency to this mitzvah lakdisha, which is a massive chiddush. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that last line sounded more like easier or better to keep it than like Rosh Hashanah. Why does that sound more like Rosh Hashanah to you?
The way I was understanding was that since it has Kedusha, so Mamela, he understands that you're not really doing anything. He's disagreeing. He's saying that Vibalt, that there's already a Kedusha there. Yeah, no, maybe you're right, actually. Uman deshari ki loy makdish lay. When Rabbi Yehuda is being madchen, he's saying, if it wasn't for your Kedusha, wouldn't there be Kedusha there? So I'm asking Rabbi Yaakov, how would he respond to that? Yeah, that's great. But what does that do for me now? The point is that once I'm makdish, that Kedusha is gone. So he's saying, Rabbi Yehuda, that since that Kedusha would exist, if you weren't here, so Mamela, that means that the Kedusha is there always. And it's all a function of that original Kedusha that he's disagreeing with with Rabbi Yaakov. So, meaning Rabbi Shimon's saying, Rabbi Yaakov's holding that no, that Kedusha doesn't exist. I disagree with that. That's only in a situation where you're not Makdashit, but that Kedusha is Paka in another situation. And Rabbi Yehuda's answering that no, the fact that it exists sometimes is the answer that it exists all the time. According to let's take the Machne Ephraim. According to Machne Ephraim, so what? What does that Tchiyah mean? Right? Rabbi Yaakov doesn't disagree with that. Yeah, you're right. There's a Kedusha there. But I'm adding a second layer to this Kedusha. I'm adding a Davar Nod to that Kedusha. So what? So according to Machne Ephraim, you're going to have to say, fit into his words, that what that means is that's the only Kedusha that exists. But and there is no second layer. Okay, but it's a little harder in the words of the Gemara. But that's l'chora what he means. That there's the Kedusha of this animal is only that and nothing else. According to the Briskerov, Bechlal is very tough. Rabbi Yaakov wasn't trying to tell you that it wasn't Kadosh. Rabbi Yaakov's telling you that there's a Maisa Akdasha. So what? According to Rabbi Shimon Shkop, it's Kabbalik. The Nukudis HaMachloikis is whether or not that Kedusha is always there. So Rabbi said, just to end off, we're mamish at the end, the problem, and this is something that many... The Kesef Mishnah, he wrote a shaila to Rabbi Avram ben Arambam on the shaila, is that if you were just to repeat it, the halach in Yud-Gimel, Ram says, HaOmer harei alai k'maiser behema harei alai sunu k'dusha sebe'i adam. Harei alai k'bchor, the Ram says, harei lu mutarm she'en k'dusha sebe'i adam ve'en yachal atvisa b'neder she'nemar bo lo yaktish isho sa. So the Rambam says that what? Like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ram sounds like he holds that b'chor is not a davar another, and that's the way he paskins. Halacha tesvav. Hay lefan of basar kodesh, afilu haya basar shlamim, achar zrikas damim, shumotu lezarim, va'amar harel and kabasar zeh. He has what? What's the case? He has basar kodesh in front of him, achar zrikas damim, shumotu lezarim, va'amar harel and kabasar zeh. And I say this meat should be like that, achar zrikas damim, the Rambam says, but if you're matvis against the b'chor, then what? It's aser. But the Rambam even qualifies that. And the Rambam says, only if it's lefnei zrikas damim, and not if it's la'achar zrikas damim. So number one, the kasha is, that's against what you said in Halacha Yud Gimel. You told me that b'chor is mutter, and the b'chor is not a davar another, and now you're telling me that b'chor is davar aser. Number two, why should b'chor be dependent on whether or not it's before or after? The Gemara doesn't seem to make that distinction at the end of the day. It seems to be just a machlekes tanoim, whether or not b'chor is mitzvah lakdisho, or it's not mitzvah lakdisho. So is it considered a davar another? Is it not? So what bechlal is going on in the Rambam? Different chilukim Actually, if you look back in the Brisker Rav, he actually has a suggestion. Rav Shimon actually has a suggestion based on his Yisod. It might tie into this, or it might just be a practical difference of whether or not you're being matvis zekazet, or if a person is just saying, the Rambam learned the Gemara, is the person just saying, hare alai kibchor, that he's not doing a zekazet, and he's just saying, in abstract, abchor, when a person says, hare alai abchor, that's mutter, that's speaking about the Kedusha of Meirechem, that's not considered a davar another. When does a person refer to the Kedusha of mitzvah lakdisho, that it would be considered a davar another, is only when he's referring to the basar abchor, and that would be lifnei zrikas damim. So the different types of ways of creating the neder, depending on the situation, might actually depend by abchor, how the way they're on the going to paskin about davar another. Okay.